This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the Live Feed, we speak with Jeremy from the Stereo Pirates before their performance at the Run For Your Lives 5K, a unique, zombie-infested 5K race. The Stereo Pirates play their version of classic rock, drawing influence from artists like Bob Dylan and Keith Moon. We'll learn about their aspirations to record at least one album a year, and Jeremy's desire to become a full-blown pirate. I'm Ryan Mangoni, and you're listening to The Live Feed. I'm here with Jeremy of the Stereo Pirates.
Hello, world.
So what do you play in the band?
I play the drums. Percussion, just percussion stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you had to fit your band into a genre, what would you say it is?
I'd say we're like a classic rock, probably the genre of music. Like a modern classic rock, early 90s kind of sounding.
Cool. What kind of bands do you draw influence from then?
Everybody has their own influences in the band, but like I'm a huge fan of like Foo Fighters and Faith No More and a lot of stuff, a lot of different stuff. I play drums, so every kind of music, actually.
Right. What are some other influences that the other band members like?
I'd say the singer's super into, like, Bob Dylan and stuff. The guitar player's insanely into... The guitar player John's insanely into, like, 80s butt rock stuff. And Brian, the keyboard player's into, like, Ryan Adams. And the bass player's into, like, Wilco, we'll say.
Okay. So does that all kind of pour into the influence somehow?
Yeah, everybody puts together what they bring to the table and we just tear it up.
Yeah.
And I keep just holding on to you. And I keep, yes, I keep myself holding on to you. And I keep, yes, I keep myself holding. I'm holding on to
So what would you say is your goal? What are you trying to accomplish with your set?
Our number one goal is to take over the pirate world. Yeah, it's like we're going to be becoming pirates soon. I think everybody's going to be a pirate. So we're going to take over the pirate world.
All right. Are there any specific drummers that you take influence from?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep. John Bonham, number one.
Right.
Buddy Rich, Keith Moon.
I was waiting for Keith Moon.
Yeah, Mitch Mitchell, the list goes on. I own a drum store in Northeast Minneapolis also called Clash Drums.
Cool.
Yeah. Custom drums, yo. Built the way you want.
How long have you been playing drums for?
Like 20 years.
20 years, wow.
Yep, like my whole life, so.
Cool.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I recommend it to all people of all ages.
Have you all been playing together a while?
We've been playing as a band for 6 months or something like that, or 8 months. And we just released a full-length record. We recorded it at the Terrarium with Jason Orris. It's really high quality. It's great.
What's that like?
The album is extremely high quality. I've recorded at multiple Grammy studios, and this is definitely the best recording ever I've ever had taken part of so far.
And when I go, all for my own.
Do you like recording or playing live shows more?
Live is fun, but it's work, you know? So, like, recording is nice and laid back, but at the same time, you're on the clock. So, you're paying $1,000 a day for some of these studios, so you kind of got to be on your game, mm-hmm. on top of it.
So how many people are in your band?
It's a 5-piece band. We have keys, guitar, bass, singer / guitar player, rhythm guitar, and drums, and then lead guitar.
What do you think of playing this event? Have you played anything like this before?
I've done a lot of outdoor stuff, but this is by far the weirdest, like, mix.
It's pretty bizarre.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Like, looking back here and seeing like this huge, huge slip and slide, wherever
guys
it is.
Up as Waldo and
yeah.
Suits.
Right. Yeah, the works. You know, there's every type of people here. It's great, and they're all running and stuff, exercising.
So, what does the future look like for your band?
We'll be doing a lot more gigs and touring and recording more records. We already have 50 songs. So we got a huge variety of stuff to choose from. So we're gonna be pumping out a record probably every year.
All right.
Or maybe even less if we get a good deal with someone that helps us out, funds it, and promotes it. Yeah, we'll do as many records as we're told to, but for now we're gonna do one a year. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can check out all of our music on Facebook, Stereo Pirates. .com or Facebook / Stereo Pirates Music, Reverb Nation. You can now listen to us on Pandora. You can search us on Pandora now. And our website, stereopirates.com, iTunes, everything that, anywhere you can listen to music, it's there. Electric Fetus, Cheapo, you can buy it. Everywhere you can buy a record, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Buy it now.
We have no choice.
Yeah, you have no choice. I'm forcing you.
Till I wake up every morning, just trying to keep from thinking of you. And all the crazy things we used to do. I hope maybe when I'm older, I can get a bit bolder. Bolder than before. But like a star of war. And still I wake up every morning, just trying to keep from thinking. Keep a true face locked away, barring any danger. Danger. danger from yourself. I needed someone else, and still I wake up every moment.
What do you hope your fans take out of your music?
We hope that they take it, listen to it, and then pass it on to someone else so that we can just get everybody else in the world listening to what we are doing and loving it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Do you have any, so have you toured at all, or do you stick around the area?
All of us in the band have just come from all different kinds of things. Some of us have toured and some of us haven't even really been, ever really played any shows. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't know, it's like, it's really good.
Do you have any weird stories or like strange gigs that you've played, things maybe that went horribly wrong?
I've done lots of gigs. I'd say the most bizarre gig ever was Gay Pride. Gay Pride was like 5 years in a row. I opened up for some of the craziest bands ever there. And seen some really interesting things, because that's like the most amazing people watching I've ever seen in my life.
Did they at least dig your music a little bit?
I think so. We were opening up, like playing right before En Vogue, Taylor Dane, and like Village People. Who else? That's that group. It's a big black woman, but she called herself a group. She just sang to a CD, Everybody Dance Now. Dun. CNC Music Factory or something. Just came out and belted it out. I was like, that's her. Yeah. Yeah. And then there was like this Minnesota Viking. He was like a defensive lineman or something. And he was gay and he performed some really gay music. Like gay type of music, you know? They have their type.
Colorful show.
Yeah, it was great.
So this isn't the most out there gig you've ever played.
But it's out there. It's the sweetest thing ever. Like, just looking around and seeing, like, all this randomness and fun going down. I think people are having fun unless... Or they're, like, getting a workout.
A little bit of both.
I kind of want to do it, but I don't want to do the whole thing. You know, I just
want
to go for,
you
like...
Can walk as much as you want.
Well, you know, I don't want to go all the way around the track, you know? That's, like, forever.
It's pretty fast.
3 miles, right?
Yeah.
Hoofda.
But there's a big slip and slide, I think.
Yeah. Did you go down that?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yep.
I used to have a music festival at my dad's ranch every year until he sold it. Mm-hmm. And I made a slip and slide that big before, and it ruined the yard. But there's tons of people going down it at the same time. We should have probably had people sign stuff, yeah. But we didn't. And... only one kid almost broke his neck. All in all, it's good. Stereo Pirates, kick ass. You people should listen. If you don't, you'll die.
Yeah.
A big thanks goes out to the Stereo Pirates for interviewing and sharing their music with us. I'm Ryan Mangoni, and you're listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.